वाला मैं
वेरी गुड, बस चलो वर्स 9। सो खोल दो, किधर बुक किधर है?
तुम तो कल आपने प्रेमानंद को किसको दिया था?
हां प्रेमानंद को लेके गए,
दे दे रहा हूं मैं।
हां
रामदर को दिया।
अरे मैं किसको देखूं?
मुझे सिर्फ टिप मारना ना श्लोक। हां
श्लोक है ना?
अरे हां श्लोक
कृष्ण सॉन्ग में
है मेरे को, ये बना नहीं लगता।
अरे चलो
कृष्ण सॉन्ग में
उसमें
और वो तो मीनिंग भी है ना। मदीशाना तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम व्रज वने श्वरीं तन्ना तत्वे तदतुल सखीत्वे तुललिताम् विशाखां शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमण। दिस वेरी नाइस वर्स। व्हाट शुड बी योर मेडिटेशन? ही सेज स्मरमण, ओ माइंड प्लीज मेडिटेट ऑन
एम्बियंस। क्या होना चाहिए?
एम्बियंस, एम्बियंस के बारे में बोला। एम्बियंस और मेंटल एम्बियंस क्या होना चाहिए? व्रज विपिन चंद्रम, कृष्णा द मून ऑफ द वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट। स्मर मन व्रज विपिन चंद्रम। सो हाउ शुड यू मेडिटेट ऑन व्रज विपिन चंद्रम? सेज मदीशा नाथत्वे। मद मई, ईशा मीन्स कंट्रोलर बट फेमिनाइन जेंडर। ईशा नहीं, ईशा। सो मत ईशा नाथ, नाथत्वे मीन्स ओ माइंड मेडिटेट ऑन कृष्णा एज द लॉर्ड ऑफ माई लॉर्ड,
मालकिन का मालिक,
मेरा मालकिन का मालिक। सो वो मेरा डायरेक्ट मालिक नहीं है, मेरा मालकिन का मालिक है। स्मर मन व्रज विपिन चंद्रम मदीशा नाथत्वे। सो दैट इज द फर्स्ट लाइन, मदीशा नाथत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम। ओके एंड देन ही सेज व्रजवन ईश्वरीम। व्रजवन ईश्वरीम इज व्रजवन इज वृंदावन, ईश्वरी इज राधाराणी। सो व्रजवन ईश्वर, सो दिस इज हाउ यू मेडिटेट ऑन कृष्ण एस मदीशा नाथत्वे। एंड हु इज कृष्ण? व्रज विपिन चंद्रम। देन हाउ डू यू मेडिटेट ऑन राधाराणी? व्रजवन ईश्वरीम तद नाथत्वे। You meditate on Shri Radharani, the queen of the Vraja forest, as his dearmost object of love. Tad natatve. Okay. Madisha natatve Vraja vipina chandram. Vrajavaneshwarim tad natatve. Tad atula sakitve tu lalitam. And how should you meditate on Lalita Devi? Tad atula sakitve. Atula means unka tulna कर नहीं सकते। अतुल सकीत्वे मीन्स मेडिटेट ऑन ललिता देवी एज द इनकंपेरेबल फ्रेंड। विशाखां शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे। विशाखा एज शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे। शिक्षाली मीन्स टीचिंग्स, वितरण मीन्स डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग, गुरुत्वे। मेडिटेट ऑन विशाखा देवी एज द डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर ऑफ प्योर लव ऑफ टीचिंग्स एज द गुरु। मेडिटेट ऑन विशाखा एज बीइंग द गुरु डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग द प्योर टीचिंग्स ऑफ लव। देन प्रिय सरो गिरीन्द्रौ, प्रिय सरस द डियर लेक और द डियर पॉन्ड राधाकुंड, गिरी इंद्र द किंग ऑफ द माउंटेन्स गोवर्धन। गिरी प्रिय सरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत् प्रेक्षा ललित रति दत्वे। दत्वे एज द गिवर्स ऑफ ललित रति प्रेक्षा ललित रति एज द गिवर्स ऑफ द साइट एंड लव ऑफ श्री श्री राधा एंड कृष्ण ओके अभी सब बंद करो
ये दोनों दे विल गिव दर्शन इधर ही वो मिलते हैं ना राधा को गिरी गोवर्धन के पास उधर उनका दर्शन मिलेगा और उनका प्रेम मिलेगा वो सेकंड लाइन श्रीमती राधा रानी बी मेडिटेटेड एज कंट्रोलर ऑफ कृष्ण उधर भी नाता कौन सा इधर भी नाता तो
नहीं
तो मैसेज नाता तो माय कंट्रोलर कंट्रोलर और उधर भी स्वरूप मतलब इसमें भी वैसे
व्हाट मीनिंग है
वैष्णव
मेडिटेट ऑन श्री राधिका एज इज मोस्ट डियर ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव वैसा लिखा है तत् ना तत्वे मीन्स द डियरेस्ट ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव वैसा भी हो सकता है अभी अभी सब बंद करो ओके ओके आई विल गिव यू वन मिनट टू गो ओवर द वर्ड मीनिंग्स एक बार देख लो उसके बाद मैं आपको पूछता हूँ भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज का और सचिनंदन महाराज का गुरु ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग द लव ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण
लव गुरु एंटर दिस ट्रांसलेशन लव गुरु दिस ट्रांसलेशन शी इज हु इज गुरु ऑफ राधा कृष्ण विशाखे एज द गुरु हु टीचर्स देम मेरी थिंक्स
ओके meditate on Sri Vishakha as the foremost guru distributing the teachings of love. See, ultimately that explanation should be based on Bhaktivinod Thakur's commentary on that verse. So, so इसलिए वो commentary के हिसाब से होना चाहिए नहीं तो that is a reasonable translation considering just the Sanskrit. But you should consider the Acharya's...
इसका बंगाली देखेंगे क्या? बंगाली वाली की तो अच्छा नहीं
पहले। किसका बंगाली?
मगर उसमें क्या मीनिंग भी हो जाता है और
व्रजवन सुधाकर व्रजवन ऋष्वर व्रजेश्वरी अमर ईश्वरी ललिता ताहा रसा की तुल्यतार नाही लिखी विशाखा शिक्षक पद विशाखा शिक्षक लिखा किसका शिक्षक नहीं लिखा ए भावे भावा ओरे माना राधा कुंड सरोवर गोवर्धन गिरीश्वर रति प्रद तत्व तीक्षण ब्रज गोपी देहदरी मंजरी आश्रय करी प्राप्त सेवा कर संपदान मंजरी रे सकी रचरण पबे सकी देकाई बे नित्य धान प्रहरे प्रहर आर दंडे दंडे सेवा सार करी आयुगल दने दाक सकल अनर्थय बे चिद्विलास रस पबे भक्ति विनोद ओके सो ही सेज ओके वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आप देख लिया आप लोग ओके अभी बंद करो ओके आपने जो सुना है उसके हिसाब से बताओ बंद करो ओके स्मर मना स्मरा माना स्मरा स्मरा रिमेम्बर ओ माइंड व्रज विपिन चंद्रम अरे सोचो तो सही व्रज क्या है विपिन क्या है फॉरेस्ट चंद्रम क्या है
ऐसा हुआ
मदीशा नातत्वे मत ईशा इज फेमिनाइन जेंडर माई मेरा मालकिन का मलिक मेरा मालकिन का मालिक द लॉर्ड ऑफ माई कंट्रोल व्रजवन ईश्वरी मतलब मीनिंग क्या है उसका बिलवर्ड ऑफ कृष्ण ललिताम तद अतुल सखीत्वे अतुल इनकम्पेरेबल सखीत्वे फ्रेंड विशाकाम शिक्षालि वितरण गुरुत्वे शी इज द गुरु हू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट्स द टीचिंग्स ऑफ लव ओके प्रिय सरह
द डियर कुंड
गिरीन्द्र आपका सब इजी आ रहा है तत् प्रेक्षा ललित रति दत्वे अरे देखो थोड़ा यूज करो थोड़ा इसको यूज करो सुनो ये इंडिविजुअल वर्ड्स का मीनिंग आपको पता है तत् प्रेक्षा साइट ललिता ललिता देवी नहीं ललिता मीन्स ब्यूटिफुल रति लव अट्रैक्शन दत्वे गिवर एज गिवर्स ऑफ द साइट एंड लव तत् प्रेक्षा ललित रति दत्वे तत् रेफर्स टू राधा एंड कृष्ण प्रेक्षा सो राधाकुंड एंड गिरी गोवर्धन गिव द साइट एंड लव ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण सो इन दैट वे यू शुड मेडिटेट so how you should meditate on the major players in Vrindavan
six people gopinath kaltri adu radha krishna lalita visakha and background me radha
kunti okay now abhi shuru karte hain oh mind meditate on Krishna, the moon of the Vrindavan forest.
Krishna, moon, Chandra, Raja,
as the lord of my controller or leader.
Isha, Ishmata,
Madisha, Nathatve. Shri Radharani, the queen of Raja forest.
Raja Vanesh.
Rajavana Ishwari as his dearest object of love.
Tadnatatvi.
Okay. And Lalita.
Lalita.
Tu Lalita. As the incomparable friend.
Atulam. Atulam Sakhi.
Tad Atula Sakitve. And Vishaka.
Vishaka Ji.
As the foremost guru distributing the teachings of love. We are close. Shikshali. Shikshali means teachings, plural. Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve.
Shikshali Vitarana
Gurutve. So, Radhakund.
Priya Sarav.
And Govardhan
Girindrao
as givers of the sight and love of Shri Shri Radha Krishna as the givers Dattve of sight of their sight Tat Preksha and द ब्यूटिफुल लव ललित रति तत्वे ओके ललिता इज वंडरफुल ब्यूटिफुल ओके सो वी विल चैंट द वर्स थ्री टाइम्स एंड देन ट्राई टू रिकलेक्ट मदीशाना तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम व्रजवने श्वरीं तन्न तत्वे ततुलसकित्वे तुललितां विशाकां शिक्षादि वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना मदीशाना तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम व्रजवने श्वरीं तन्न तत्वे तदतुल सकित्वे तुललितां विशाकां शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना मदीशाना तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम श्वरीं तन्न तत्वे तदतुल सकित्वे तुललितां विशाखा शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना ये काफी सिंपल वर्स है compared to the other verses. Everything is in order actually. And known hai. Everything you know. Kuch naya kuch nahi hai. To fir se aur do teen baat bolenge. Madishana tatve vraja vipina chandram vrajavane shvarim tanna tatve tatatula sakitve tulalitam विशाखा शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरिन्दौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना मदीशान तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम व्रजवने श्वरीं तन्न तत्वे तदतुल सकित्वे तुललितां विशाखा शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना मदीशान तत्वे व्रज विपिन चंद्रम व्रजवने श्वरीं तन्न तत्वे तदुल सकित्वे विशाखां शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे प्रियसरो गिरीन्द्रौ तत्प्रेक्षा ललितरति तत्वे स्मरमना यस्टर्डे आई वाज टॉकिंग विथ नित्यानंद रूप ब्रह्मचारी तो ऑलमोस्ट एक घंटा में बात किया उनसे So he shared, he was appreciating our endeavor of last 10 years you have been coming together. He was sharing that few points I will mention, it was very inspiring for me. This was like 2005, 2006, something like that. Maharaj had been really emphasizing Brahmachari class. But kya hua? Slowly, sakale neha mahata yoga nashta parantapa ho gaya. Wo hota rehta hai. So then, Maharaj, then Nityanand Prabhu, Rajvihari Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, wo batch, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, sab milke, Radha Valla Prabhu, they all started. They came together and they started reading. They, unka ek group start kiya. So, usme kya hua? It created some friction in the ashram. Unnecessary. अरे ये लोग तो ग्रुप ही समय, ऐसा कुछ तो हो गया। तो फाइनली ऊपर तक जाके फिर फाइनली ऑफिशियली उसको बंद करना पड़ा। बट महाराज बिकेम वेरी अपसेट, सो महाराज कॉल्ड ऑल द लीडर्स एंड ही ब्लास्टेड देम एंड ही टोल्ड दिस ब्रह्मचारी क्लास एंड ईटिंग टुगेदर, यू मे नॉट सी वॉट इज द रेशनल बिहाइंड इट, इवन इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड यू जस्ट फॉलो। एंड गौरांग प्रभु वो टाइम पे आके ही टोल्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड दैट ग्रुप दैट मैं इतना साल से प्रीचिंग कर रहा हूँ, बट द बिगेस्ट चैलेंज दैट आई फाउंड इन माई होल प्रीचिंग करियर इज टू कम टुगेदर विद ब्रह्मचारीज ऑन अ रेगुलर बेसिस एंड डिस्कस कृष्ण कथा। ये मैं किसी के साथ भी कर सकता हूँ, बट ब्रह्मचारी के साथ इतना साल में हमारा आश्रम में कभी भी हुआ नहीं। पर ब्रह्मचारी कुड कम टुगेदर वॉलंटरीली एंड डिस्कस कृष्ण कथा। सो क्या हुआ, सो दिस इज वन थिंग ही टोल्ड एंड देन ही वॉज टेलिंग दैट आई कांट बिलीव दैट यू हैव बीन डूइंग इट फॉर, यू ऑल हैव बीन डूइंग इट फॉर 10 years। And then he shared this shloka. Acharya padam agachet. So padam means 1/4, as in ek pad vibhuti, tripad vibhuti bolte hai na, 1/4, 3/4. So he says acharyam padam agachet, matlab acharya se you get 1/4 knowledge. Padam saha brahmachari bihi. 1/4 by coming together with other brahmacharis and discussing. Padam swamedaya. 1/4 by your own intelligence. Okay. Padam kalakramena cha. And 1/4 over a period of time your experience will teach you certain things. So he says that this is very important. Acharyat padam agachet, padam saha brahmachari bihi, padam swamedaya, padam kalakramena cha. Like that he was sharing. Isme photo kya hai, main kali
is title mil gaya na padhne ka, brahmachari class ko photo nikal ke wo
So the point is, it is important in the traditional Vedic isme, that is how you get realization. Realization comes from getting the knowledge from the acharyas and then coming together with equals and discussing. And then self-application and also contemplating on it,
mananam
nididhyasanam, and then still certain things will not be able to relate to that will be revealed over a period of time when mercy comes. Suddenly ek din aapko aisa reveal hoga, are ye mujhe itna din se main mera दिमाग लड़ा रहा हूँ, कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा था, तो ऐसा समझ में आ जाता है। सो ही सेज द फोर्थ पॉइंट ही मेंशन टू इंडिकेट दैट व्हाइल यू आर स्टडीइंग डोंट गेट डिस्करेज्ड व्हेन कुछ समझ कुछ पॉइंट समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, मूव अहेड वो कालक्रमेण 1/4 में आ जाता है। व्हेन द टाइम पासस यू विल गेट इट, डोंट गेट स्टक अप, मूव अहेड, डोंट गेट डिस्करेज्ड। क्या क्या बताओ बताओ,
टाइम पास करना भी जरूरी है।
कालक्रमेण यू हैव टू लेट टाइम पास, यू शुड नॉट डू टाइम पास, यू शुड लेट टाइम पास।
टाइम पास करने से बिल्कुल नहीं जरूरी है।
सो एक्चुअली ये जो कल्चर ना, वेर आई गो धारवाड पुणे नल बिकॉज अवर विद्यापीठ क्लास इज ऑल्सो सेम स्टाइल रीडिंग डिस्कशन रीडिंग डिस्कशन रीडिंग डिस्कशन सो ये एक्सपेशली दिस लॉकडाउन टाइम आई गेट डेली फोन कॉल्स फ्रॉम धारवाड एंड पुणे बिकॉज पुणे में भी दो तीन ग्रुप्स दे हैव फॉर्म्ड वेर तीन तीन चार चार लोग दे हियर मॉर्निंग भक्ति रसाम सिंधु हमारा रिकॉर्डिंग्स एंड इवनिंग शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि रिकॉर्डिंग्स प्रिय गोपेश प्रभु हल्दर प्रिय प्रभु एंड पंकज गोप प्रभु एक ग्रुप फिर सनातन बंद का एक ग्रुप फिर धारवाड में चार लोगों का एक
ग्रुप
पूरा रिकॉर्डिंग उधर धारवाड़ में माधुर्य कादम्बिनी एंड भक्ति रसाम सिंधु उनका चल रहा है और एक ग्रुप भगवद गीता कर रहा है और इधर शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि एंड भक्ति रसाम सिंधु मॉर्निंग इवनिंग तो उस दिन का जो भी डाउट्स है उसका फोन आता है मुझे इसका रेफरेंस उन्होंने बताया नहीं दिस इज अ पॉपुलर वैदिक कोट लाइक दैट
खास करके गुरुकुल में रहने वाले बच्चों के लिए अच्छा सुभाषित
क्यों चेक किया क्या आपने अच्छा गूगल बाबा ने बताया ओके चलो आगे बढ़ते हैं महाभगत प्रभु ओके श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर भजन दर्पण कमेंट्री इन दिस वर्स श्रील रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी गाइड्स द प्रैक्टिशनर ऑन व्हाट द म्यूचुअल रिलेशनशिप शुड बी बिटवीन spontaneous devotional service raganuga bhajan and amorous transcendental love of god madhurya rasa madhurya rasa or raganuga bhajan ka connection kya hai what should be the mutual relationship between madhurya rasa and raganuga bhajan he describes through this verse so shloka artha First he comments on Vraja Vipina Chandram.
Papa Singh or Guru?
Aap utna dur kyun baithe idhar aake
baitho.
In this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami guides the practitioner on what the mutual relationship should be between Raganuga Bhajan and Madhurya Ras. So, first he comments on Vraja Vipina Chandram Smaramana. The following verses from Srila Rupa Goswami's Mukunda Muktavali Stava. Suna hai kya waisa kuch? In a Stava Mala, exemplify this instruction. So, isme pura, he is quoting Rupa Goswami's Padyavali only. Pura ek ek Stava, 8-8, 9-9 paragraph ka.
Jeeva
Swami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhavan. नव जलधर वर्णं चंपकोद्भासी कर्णं विकसित नलिनास्यं विस्फुरन् मंदहास्यं कनकरुचिदुकूलं चारुबर्ह्वा बर्हावचूलं कमपि निखिलसारं नौमि गोपकुमारं His complexion is like a new monsoon cloud. व्रज विपिन चंद्रम स्मर You should meditate on Krishna, who is the moon of the bowers of Vrindavan. His ears are effulgent like champaka flowers. Ears. The smile on his face is like a blossoming lotus in a lake. His effulgence is like the color of gold. His head is decorated with a host of peacock feathers. Truly, I offer my obeisances to that young cowherd boy who is the essence of everything in this world. Prabhupada when teaching dressing to Yamuna Mataji, a peacock feather bolne ke baad yaad aaya mujhe. He taught her that peacock feather ab jab lagate hain, ek hona chahiye ya teen hona chahiye ya panch hona chahiye vise odd number mein hona chahiye.
Do
char nahi hona chahiye.
Aise reason nahi bata.
मुखजित शरदिंदु केलिलावण्य सिंधु करविनिहित कंदुर्वल्लवी प्राणबंधु वपुरुपसृत रेणु कक्ष निक्षिप्त वेणुर् वचन वशंग देनु पातु माम नंद सूनु. His face defeats the excellence of the autumn moon. He is the great ocean of joy, of sportive pastimes. He holds a ball in his hands. He is the gopi's life support. His body is covered in the dust raised by cow's hooves. His flute is tugged in the belt around his waist. He captivates the cows with his voice. May he who is the son of Nanda protect me. Srila Rupa Goswami prays to Krishna in this mood in the following two verses from a supplementary section to the Tribhangi Panchakam in Stavamala. Tribhangi Panchakam. Virachayamai dandam dina bando dayamva gatirihana bhavatta kachidanya mamasti nipatatu shatakotir nirbharam vanavambas tadapi kilapayodastu yate chatakena. O Lord of the distressed, whether you inflict on me a strong punishment or your mercy, I have no other shelter but you. Indeed, the chataka bird glorifies the cloud, whether the cloud punishes it with a strong thunderbolt or showers rainfall in it on it. King Kulashekar, apart from writing Mukunda Mala Stotra, which is a Sanskrit work, he has also written some works in Tamil language. So this is called as Pirumal Thirumozhi, 105 verses, which is divided into 10 themes. So one of the themes he discusses about the, and each one of these 10 themes he discusses about one pastime, some pastime, sometimes, you know, the Vatsalya Bhav of Dasharat Maharaj, when Lord Ram has to leave. Oh, ek 10 verses mein the lamentation of Dasharat Maharaj ko explain kiya hai. So, and in one of those 10 verses, he talks about this theme of Ananya Gatitvam. Ananya Gatitvam means the mood of Aslishyava Padaratam Vinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva Yata Tatava Avidadhatu Lampatu Mat Prananatastu Sayevanapara. So, in that he gives 10 different analogies to explain his mood of surrender to Krishna. Very beautiful set of analogies. In one of the analogies he says, O my Lord, I am like that child who has been slapped by his mother for being naughty. Even though the mother may slap the child, the child will not go to the neighbor and cry. The child will catch hold of the feet of the mother only and cry, because the child knows no one else. So, in the similar way, even though you may punish me, O Krishna, I will catch hold of your feet only and cry. And then he says, just like the lotus blooms when the sun rises. The lotus waits for the sun rays to fall on it so that it can bloom. But that same sun during the midday will scorch that lotus with heat, powerful hot rays. And the same lotus will shrivel. Ekdam unka pankudi ekdam murja jata hai. And at night, the cooling moon rays can come and soothe the the petals of the lotus, but the lotus will not open. It will close down and it will mate for the same sun who will come and scorch the petals of that lotus, but still it will open up only for that sun and not for the cooling moon rays. So he says, I am like that lotus. You may be like that sun. Even though you may scorch me with your with your punishment and heat, but I will not open up to anyone else. I will open up only to you. So then he says, usko thoda mute mein rakho. And then he says that when a ship is plying in an ocean, the ship is in the middle of the ocean, और कैसे तो एक पक्षी जाके वो मास्ट में बैठ जाता है, द मास्ट ऑफ द शिप, जो फ्लैग मास्ट है, तो उनको अच्छा लग रहा है, तो थोड़ा ओशन के अंदर जाने के बाद उनको द बर्ड फील्स, ठीक है अभी और कहीं पे जाके आता हूं बोल के द बर्ड स्टार्ट्स फ्लाइंग. He flies in the east and flies and flies and flies and flies and flies. There is nothing else but water. So he comes flying back to the ship. And then he starts flying in the western direction. He flies and flies and flies and flies for kilometers and kilometers. He can't land anywhere. He comes back to the ship. Then similarly, southern, northern direction, sab jaga ghoom ke aane ke baad, he realizes that actually the ship is my only shelter. So King Kulashekar says, I am like that bird, O Krishna. Even if I may seek shelter elsewhere, there is actually no shelter anywhere. That is my realization, he says. So, this is from King Kulashekar's Tamil work, Perumal Tirumozhi. So just like he has written Mukundamala Stotra in Sanskrit, he has written 105 verses in Tamil also. Was one of the 4000 Divya Prabandham.
English translation.
English translation. Then he talks about a chaste wife. Even though the husband may be very abusive, but the chaste wife will not seek the solace from any other male other than the husband. So I am like that chaste wife, like that. That is one. And then he gives the example of even though the grains which may grow, they are dependent on the mercy of rain. Or that rain may come and save that grain, or the rain may choose not to come. But still, the grain will wait for the rain only next time. Even though the rain might have cheated the grain once, twice, thrice, the grain will still wait for the rain only to come and save. So he says, I am like that grain. And then he gives the example of this Chataka bird. So the Chataka bird goes to the cloud seeking some drops of water. The cloud may give thunderbolt, which may literally devastate. So it may literally devastate that Chataka bird. But still, the Chataka bird can go and drink water anywhere. But it will go back to the cloud, knowing very well that he may get a thunderbolt. So he says, I am like that bird. Even though yata tatava vidadatu lampato mat pranana tastu sevanapara. So like that, he gives 10 beautiful analogies to explain his surrender to Krishna. Ananya gatitvam.
Crying child for
mother.
Child. Child wife.
Child wife.
Lotus
flower.
Grain.
Grain,
oh, ship,
ship, bird in the ship,
bird for the cloud.
ऊपर एंड बर्ड, छह बोला और चार याद नहीं आ रहा है मुझे, बट वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ दिस थीम ऑफ अनन्य गतित्वम, हाउ एक्चुअली देर इज नो अन्य गति. फर्स्ट there are actually many subtle differences to each of these analogies, even though everything may seem similar.
Inke tarah rahega
gajendra priya
ha mitras
mitras ko mai na ho priyam priyam eva vishitam vishanna.
So some themes are, some analogies explain, I choose to exercise my free will to surrender to you whatever way you may reciprocate, and some themes like this bird in the ocean are like analogies which explain, even if I may seek shelter elsewhere, there is actually no shelter elsewhere, like that. So that's what here Srila Rupa Goswami also mentions. O Lord of the distress, whether you inflict on me a strong punishment or your mercy, I have no other shelter but you. Indeed, the Chataka bird glorifies the cloud, whether the cloud punishes it with a strong thunderbolt or mercifully showers rainfall on it. Like that. Prachinanam bhajanamatulam duskaram shrinvato me nairashye na jvalati hridayam bhakti leshalasa leshalasasya vishvadrijim magaharatava karnyakarunya vichim asha bindukshitamidamupait. O killer of Agar, when I hear about how great souls in the past performed unparalleled devotional service, even in most unfavorable conditions, the heart of a devotionally void person like me burns in disappointment. Then again, when I hear of your omnipresent mercy on all living entities, my burning heart experiences a cooling sensation due to being moistened by a drop of hope. When I see what the great devotees, what kind of austerities they had to do to achieve your mercy, my heart burns with disappointment. But again, when I hear of your omnipresent mercy, my heart cools down, burning heart cools down. Once, Ramanujacharya was giving a lecture on Ramayana, and our Dhanurdhar was sitting there. He had now become his disciple. He was sitting there, and in the middle of the class, he got up and started walking out. Everyone got shocked because this was unheard of. No one even looks here or there. Even when the discussion is going on. Here was Dhanurdhar who got up and he started walking away. Ramanujacharya stopped the discourse and he said, "What happened? Why are you moving out?" So Dhanurdhar would not look at Ramanujacharya. And he said, "Look at me and tell me, why are you moving out?" And then he turned his face towards Ramanujacharya and tears were streaming from his eyes. And Ramanujacharya was shocked. He said, "What did I do? Why are you crying?" Actually, Vibhishana Sharanagati was being discussed. The section in which Lord Ram is asking the opinion of Sugriva, Jambavan and others, what should we do with this Vibhishana who is coming with his servants. So everyone says, kill him or don't let him, he should not come and all that. So while he was hearing this, Dhanurdhar gets up and he starts walking away and he said, if such a sincere soul like Vibhishan, if he cannot be accepted in the association of Vaishnavas, if he cannot be accepted by Lord Ram, then what is my hope? So I am going away.
Story completely over.
So, actually Ramanujacharya was so touched by this kind of absorption of Dhanurdhar, that you know, with such intensity he was hearing. So Ramanujacharya said, look, wait, do you have trust that Krishna will accept me? So Dhanurdhar just fell at the feet of Ramanujacharya and he said, why would he not accept you? You are his dearmost devotee. So Ramanujacharya says, if he takes me back to Vaikuntha, I give you the guarantee that I will take you with me. So now will you please sit and hear the rest of the story? So he sits back and he starts hearing the story of Vibhishan Sharanagati. Eventually he asks Hanumanji, and then Dhanurdhar becomes very happy hearing what Hanumanji has to say. So like that. So here this is about Vraja Vipina Chandram Smara, uske bare mein. Okay, then so Smara mana, O mind, think about Vraja Vipina Chandram, Krishna, the moon of Vrindavan forest. You have to meditate on him as Mad Ishanatatve, as the as my mera malkin ka malik, my my lord's lord, like that. And then he is going to discuss about Vrajavaneshwarim Tadnatatve. Meditate on Radharani as his dearmost object of love. Uske bare mein Bhaktivinod Thakur is going to comment on that. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his Vilapa Kusumanjali clearly acknowledges Srimati Radharani as his Swamini, female master. With intensity and great care, he prays with one-pointed devotion in order to attain Srimati Radharani's service as follows. Atyutkatena nitaram virahanalena dandahyamana hridaya kilakapidasi aswamini kshanamiha pranayena gadam akrandanena vidura vilapami padyaihi. O Swamini, Radharani, I, a certain maid servant, he says, Kapidasi. Kapidasi means
Koito
ek dasi. I, a certain maid servant belonging to you, cry here every moment in deep love. I am expressing my feelings in the form of poetry as my heart burns with the excessive and constant fire of separation from you. Devi dukkha kula sagarodare duyamanam mati durgatam janam tvam kripa prabalat nau kayadbutam prapaya swapada pankajalayam. O Devi Radhika, this maid servant of yours has fallen immensely into the depths of various oceans of distresses. Through the amazing boat of your strong mercy, kindly rescue this servant and make her attain the liberating shore of your lotus feet. So this is about meditation on Radharani. Then the third is meditation about Lalita Devi. So Lalita Devi, what should we meditate on? Tad Atula Sakitve Tu Lalitam. One should meditate on Lalita Devi as the incomparable friend of Radha and Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami elaborately expresses this mood in a Sri Lalita Ashtaka prayers in the Stavamala. So he... 9 paragraphs. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirmanchanopakarani Krita Deha Laksham Uttunga Sauhrida Vishesha Vashat Pragalbham దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. రాకాశుదాకిరణమండలకాంతిదండి వక్త్రశ్రియం చకితచారు చమూరు నేత్రం రాధా ప్రసాదన విధాన కళా ప్రసిద్ధాం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. లాస్యోల్లసద్భుజగశత్రుపతత్ర చిత్ర పట్టాం శుకాభరణ కాంచులికాంచితాంగీం కోరోచనారుచి విగర్హణ గౌరిమాణాం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. ధూర్తే వ్రజేంద్రతనయే తనుషుష్టువామ్యాం మా దక్షిణా భావ కలంకిణి లాఘవాయ రాధే గిరం శృణుహితామితి శిక్షయంతీం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. రాధామభివ్రజపతే కృతమాత్మజేన కూటం మనాగపి విలోక్య విలోహితాక్షిం వాగ్భంగిభిస్తమచిరేణ విలజ్జయంతీం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. వాత్సల్య వృందవసతీం పశుపాలరంజాః సఖ్యానుశిక్షణ కళా సుగురుం సఖీనాం దాదాబలావరజ జీవిత నిర్విశేషాం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. యాం కామపి వ్రజకులే వృషభానుజాయ ప్రేక్ష్య స్వపక్ష పదవీం అనురుధ్యమానాం సత్యస్తదిష్ట ఘటనేన కృతార్థయంతీం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. దాదా వ్రజేంద్ర సుత సంగమ రంగచర్యాం వర్యాం వినిశ్చితవతీం అఖిలోత్సవేభ్యః తాం గోకుల ప్రియ సఖీ నికురంబ ముఖ్యాం దేవీం గుణై సులలితాం లలితాం నమామి. నందన్నమూని లలితా గుణలాలితాని పద్యాని యః పఠతి నిర్మల దృష్టిరష్టౌ ప్రీత్యా వికర్షతి జనం నిజ బృంద మధ్యే తం కీర్తిదాపతి కులోజ్వల కల్పవల్లి. దీస్ ఆర్ ద 9 పారాగ్రాఫ్స్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ లలితాదేవి బై రూప గోస్వామి ఇన్ శ్రీ లలితా లలితాష్టక ప్రేయర్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ తవమాల. ఐ ఆఫర్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు లలితాదేవి హూ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ డ్యూ టు హర్ ఎక్సలెంట్ క్వాలిటీస్. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హర్ ఎలివేటెడ్ అండ్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ షీ వైప్స్ అవే గ్లిసనింగ్ డ్రాప్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్స్పిరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ రాధా ముకుంద. ఐ ఆఫర్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు లలితాదేవి హూ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ డ్యూ టు హర్ ఎక్సలెంట్ క్వాలిటీస్. Her beautiful face defeats the brilliance of the rays of the full moon, and her eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe. She is famous for her extraordinary proficiency in the art of dressing Radha, of whom she is an expert servant. I offer obeisances to Lalita Devi, who is extremely expert due to her excellent qualities. Her body is decorated with an attractive blouse and an equally attractive cloth, whose design resembles the tail of an ecstatically dancing peacock. Her golden complexion defeats the brilliance of Gorochan, a bright yellow pigment. I offer obeisances to Lalita Devi through Gorochan. Kya hai? Wo kuch to stomach mein se nikalta hai na. Har gai ka isme rehta hai kya? I offer obeisances to Lalita Devi, who is extremely expert due to her excellent qualities. She teaches Radha by saying, "Listen to words of wisdom, O Radhe Kalankini, a girl who has spoiled her reputation. Never take a subordinate position and show a liberal heart to that great cheater Krishna. Always dominate him in all ways." So this way she teaches Radharani.
Vishara Devi.
ललिता देवी टीचर्स राधाराणी डोंट बी सबॉर्डिनेट टू दिस चीटर यू डोमिनेट हम नहीं बोल सकते हैं आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस टू ललिता देवी हू इज एक्सट्रीमली एक्सपर्ट ड्यू टू हर एक्सलेंट क्वालिटीज when she hears even a few crafty flirtatious words from Krishna to Radha she becomes furious and with reddish eyes speaks clever words that immediately embarrass Krishna I offer obeisances to Lalita Devi who is extremely expert due to her excellent qualities various parental affections of the queen of cowherds Yashoda reside in her matlab wo vatsalya bhav of Yashoda mata resides in Lalita Devi She is the guru of all her friends in the arts of friendship. She considers Radha and Balram's younger brother Krishna as non-different from her own life. I offer obeisances to Lalita Devi, who is extremely expert due to her excellent qualities. When she sees any young maiden anywhere in Braja, she immediately considers whether that maiden is favorable to Vrishabhanu's daughter. तो उनको सर्व करने के लिए योग्य है कि नहीं इफ सो ललिता फुलफिल्स ऑल ऑफ दैट मेडन्स डिजायर्स एंड दस फिल्स हर विद ग्रेटिट्यूड सो दैट शी विल अग्री टू एंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ राधारानी आई ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस टू ललिता देवी हु इज एक्सट्रीमली एक्सपर्ट ड्यू टू हर एक्सलेंट क्वालिटीज शी गिव्स प्रायोरिटी टू द ग्रेट एंड कलरफुल लव स्पोर्ट्स ऑफ श्री राधा एंड द प्रिंस ऑफ व्रज कृष्ण over all other festivals she is the leader of the most prominent loving and friendly young girls of gokula the person who in a joyous mood and with clarified vision recites these 8 verses decorated with the qualities of shri lalita receives the gift of being attracted to and counted amongst the near and dear associates of the desire fulfilling creeper in the lineage of the husband of kirtida श्रीमती
राधे
ललिताष्टकम
ऐसा
हो सकता है करेक्ट 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 ओके Next, so this is meditation on Krishna is Smaramana Vrajavipina Chandram as Madisha Nathatve. Meditate on Krishna as the Lord of my Lord, Radharani. And Vrajavana Ishwarim Tannathatve. And meditate on Radharani as being the dearmost object of love of Krishna. Then, ललिताम तो मेडिटेट ऑन ललिता एस तद अतुल सखित्वे एज द इनकंपेरेबल फ्रेंड ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण एंड देन ही टॉक्स अबाउट विशाखा विशाखा शिक्षाली वितरण गुरुत्वे एज द as the guru spreading the teachings of love of Radha and Krishna. So, Vidya Bhushan cited the following verse, commentary to Yamunashtakam verse 1 to confirm that the Yamuna river is a non-different manifestation of Sri Vishakha. So, he gives a footnote. Other references for this point, The Lalita Madhav states that the Yamuna river is another form of Vishakha, takes another form that Vishakha takes to serve Radha and Krishna. Also, Jiva Goswami states in the Madhav Mahotsav, see friend, he is telling from Madhav Mahotsav, Lalita is standing on the right side of Radha holding a peacock feather fan. Radha is looking at her with distress and a crooked glance. Vishakha is walking on her left side. In another form, she is known as Yamuna. In her hand, she is holding a picture of Hari. Like that, there is a picture.
Okay.
So, he quotes from Vidya Bhushan who indicates that Vishakha Devi, Yamuna river is another way in which Vishakha Devi expands to serve Radha and Krishna. Vishakorasi ya Vishnor yasyam Vishnur jalatmani nityam nimajjati pritya tam shaurim yamunam stumaha. We offer prayers to the daughter of Surya, the sun god, the Yamuna river, where Lord Vishnu or Krishna sports with delight in our waters and whose spiritual body is yes. Vishakha.
Aisa kehte Virja is also expansion of Vishakha.
Virja river.
Usme phir Vishnu playing sports with him.
Vidyabhushan further remarks on the above verse as follows. Vishakha Yamuna Vapur iti vicharena Yamuna stutya tatstutir iti Vidyabhushanaha. Shri Vishakha is considered to be the spiritual body of the Yamuna river. Thus, by humbly offering prayers to the Yamuna, one automatically offers prayers and worship to Shri Vishakha. So, he offers prayers to Yamuna. So, konsa prayer? Praturanta kasya patta nevipatti harini prekshayati papinopi papa sindhu tarini niramaduri virapya shesha chitta bandini mam punatu sarvadara binda bandhu nandini harivari darayabhi mandito rukhandava Pundarika Mandalodhya Danda Jalitandava Snana Kama Pamarogra Papa Sampadandini Mam Punato Sarvadhara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Shikarabi Mrishta Jantu Durvi Pakamardini Nanda Nanda Nantaranga Bhakti Pura Vardini Tira Sangama Bilashi Mangalanu Bandini Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Vipa Chakra Vala Jushta Sabda Sindhu Bedini Shri Mukunda Nirmitoru Divya Keli Vedini Kanti Kandali Virindra Neela Vrinda Nindini Mam Punato Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Maturena Mandalena Charuna Vimandita Premanadda Vaishnavata Vardhanaya Pandita Urmidor Vilasa Padma Pada Vandini Mam Punato Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Ramya Tira Ramba Mana Gota Damba Bhushita Divya Ganda Bhaka Damba Pushparaji Rushita Nanda Sunu Bhakta Sangha Sangha Mavinandini Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Fulla Paksha Mallikaksha Hamsa Laksha Kujita Bhakti Vidda Deva Siddha Kinnaradi Pujita Tira Ganda Vaha Ganda Janma Bandha Randini Mam Punatu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Chit Vilasa Vari Pura Gurbhuva Swarapini Kirti Tapi Durmadaru Papa Marma Tapini Ballavendra Nanda Nanga Raga Bhanga Vandini Mam Punato Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini Tushta Buddhi Rashta Kena Nirmalo Niveshita Tvamanena Bhanu Putri Sarva Deva Veshtita Yastaviti Vardayasva Sarva Papa Mochane Bhakti Pura Masya Devi Pundari Kalochani. In this way, glorifying Yamuna Devi is actually glorification of Vishakha Devi. Because she is the Vishakha Yamuna Vapuriti Vicharena Yamuna Stutya Tat Stutihi. When you glorify Yamuna Devi, it is glorification of Vishakha Devi.
It also said she is... Sister of Guna's
expansion. Kalindi is same, I think. Kalindi is same as Yamuna.
Same.
Okay.
Same personality or different personality?
ये सब देखो देर आर इधर थोड़ा इतना सुन के ले लो बस अभी ओके मैं श्री यमुना द डॉटर ऑफ द लोटस of the lotus friendly sun so
lotus friendly sun
aravinda bandhu aravinda bandhu is the lotus friendly sun god always purify me she saves one from entering the abode of her brother so bhratur is brother yamaraj bhratur antakasya pattane पत्तने इस उनका उनका
पत्तन हो रहे हैं यमराज के अंतकसी में इसका पतन हो रहा है उसको उद्धार करता है
she saves one from entering the abode of her brother यमराज she allows sinners who merely see her to cross over the ocean of sin through the sweetness of her water she binds the hearts of unlimited souls to herself अभी because of the mercy of coronavirus again you can see that that face of Yamuna may the daughter of the lotus friendly sun god purify me her pleasing streams decorate the Khandava forest her lake is filled with hosts of lotuses around which various birds dance and sing uproariously she neutralizes the terrible sins of these lowly souls who even just want to bathe in her waters May the daughter of the lotus-friendly sun god purify me. She crushes the sins of those living entities who immerse themselves in her waters. She greatly enhances the flood of internal loving devotion to Krishna, the son of Nanda, and repeatedly bestows the auspiciousness on those who come in contact with her river banks. May the daughter of the lotus-friendly sun god always purify me. She penetrates the seven rivers of the Rig Veda. What are the seven rivers? Sindhu, Saraswati, Vitastha, Shutudri, Vipasha, Parushini and Askini, which are served by those who live near them. She knows all of Sri Mukunda's wonderfully divine pastimes and with her abundant effulgence she surpasses the beauty of a host of blue sapphire. May the daughter of the lotus friendly sun god always purify me. She is beautifully decorated with the jewel of the circle of Mathura around her. She increases the beauty of the path of Raga Bhakti for the Vaishnavas devoted to divine love. Sri Yamuna's multitude of waves grab and serve the feet of he who has a lotus navel, that is Krishna. May the daughter of the lotus friendly sun god always purify me. She is decorated with beautiful river banks around which herds of cows moo happily. The Yamuna is adorned with many divine and fragrant rows of Kadamba flowers. She is very delighted by the association of the devotees of Nanda's son, Krishna. May the daughter of the lotus friendly sun god always purify me. She resounds with the joyous cries of the Mallikaksha swans. Those who are regulated by devotion, the Vaishnavas, the demigods, the Siddhas and Kinnaras, worship her. Even a trace of the fragrance from the mud on her river bank decimates the bonds of material birth and death. Matlab, Tira Ganda Vaha Ganda. Matlab, just the air carrying the smell of a small dust particle from that river bank, when someone smells it, his samsara is gone. May the daughter of the lotus friendly sun god always purify me. Her waters, spiritualized by love pastimes of Krishna, flow through the lower, middle and higher planetary systems. Her fame itself is sufficient to burn away the core of the toughest of sins, and she remains automatically scented with the soap extract used by the son of Nanda, the cowherd leader. O daughter of the sun god, O you with beautiful waves, O rescuer from all sins, may you increase the flood of Krishna bhakti of the person who with a self-satisfied mind glorifies you with these 8 prayers. 1, 2.
Angarag.
So only 2 pages will complete it. Then, so we have discussed about Vraja Vipina Chandram Madisha Natatve Smaramana. Then Vrajavana Ishwarim Tan Natatve. Then Tam Tad Atulam Tad Atulam Sakitve Tulalitam. Then Vishaka Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve. Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve. Priya Saras Girindrav. That's what we are going to discuss now. Priya Saras Radha Kunda as Tat Preksha Lalita Rati Tatve Smaramana. So meditate on Sri Radha Kund, the famous pond of Srimati Radharani. Radha Kund bestows loving, sublime attachment to and affection for serving the lotus feet of the divine couple. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami expands the same instruction, his wonderful prayer in the Vilapa Kusumanjali. He Shri Sarovara Sada Tvaisa Madisha Preshtena Sarda Miha Kelati Kama Rangaihi Tvam Chet Priyat Priyam Ativa Tayoriti Imam Ha Darshayadya Kripaya Mama Jeevitam Tam. O Radha Kund, in your waters, my worshipable divine goddess Sri Radha always sports in various pastimes with her beloved Krishna. You therefore are extremely dearer to both of them than all their dear objects. Therefore, O divine lake, kindly reveal to me the spiritual form of Sri Radha, who is the source of my life. In the same song, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays sweetly to Sri Vishaka, making a similar request. Shanamapi tavasangam natyaje deva devi, tvam asi samavayas tvan narma bhumir yatasyaha. Iti sumuki vishake darshayitva madisham mama viraha hataya prana raksham kurushva. O beautiful Vishaka, I shall not leave your association for even a moment. You are the same age as Sri Radha, and for this reason you are the abode of her confidential secrets. O goddess, showing me the form of my divine goddess Radha, please save the life of a person like me who is dying in separation. Like that. Then finally, Girindra on Govardhan. Meditate on Govardhan who bestows sublime love to the lotus feet of the divine couple. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Govardhan Hill in his Sri Govardhana Vasa Prarthana Dashakam. Girindra Paharidasa Shreni Varyeti Nama Mritamitam Uditam Shri Radhika Vaktra Chandra Vrajanavati Lakatve Glipta Vedai Sputam Me Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. O King of Mountains Govardhan, the moon faced Shri Radhika spoke a beautiful verse proclaiming you to be the best of all devotees. Haridasa Vatiya. The confidential Vedas clearly glorify you as the tilak decorating the land of Raja. Kindly grant me residence near you. The essence of the above composition of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami desires residence at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan and prays that Sri Giriraj will cause ecstatic love in his heart to awaken for the lotus feet of the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Seeing or taking darshan of Radha Kund and Govardhan invokes exclusive devotion in one's heart. Indeed, all the locations of Krishna's transcendental playing and pastimes bestow pleasure and one should therefore always meditate on them. The spiritual practitioner should always remember the above six subject matters with great affection. So, to summarize what we have seen till now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes it in his poetic Manasiksha Bhasha. Vrajavana Sudhakara, Vrajavaneri Ishvara, Vrajeshwari Amara Ishwari. Lalita tahara saki tulya tara nahi likhi Vishaka shikshika pada dari Ei bhave bhava ore mana Radha kunda sarovara govardhana girishwara Pratiprada tatvata dikshana Braje gopi dehadari manjari ashraya kari Prapta sevakara sampadana Manjari rakripaha be sakira charana pabe Saki dekhai be nityadana Prahare prahare yar dande dande sevasar Kariya yugala dane daka Sakala anartaya be chitvilasa rasa pabe Bhakti Vino Dera Kataraka. My goddess Sri Radha is the moon in the forests of Praja, the ruler and the master of Vrindavan. I cherish and hold the feet of Sri Lalita, the divine couple's intimate friend beyond compare, as well as the feet of Sri Vishakha, the beloved teacher. O heart, meditate on them like this. The lake Radha Kund, Govardhan, the king of mountains, the sight of these places give love to the viewer. Dear mind, taking the body of a cowherd maiden in Braja, matlab he is instructing the mind, take the form of a gopi or a manjari and taking shelter of a maid servant, manjari, do whatever service you have received according to her guidance. If you get the mercy of the manjaris, you will attain the Sakhi's lotus feet. Then the Sakhis will show me their eternal treasure, which is Radha and Krishna. Serve constantly according to the 8 times of the day, Ashtakaliya Leela, completing your service every danda. Every danda means every prahara, 3 hours. And keep calling out the names of the divine couple most beloved by you. In this way, all your anarthas will be gone and you will attain divine rasa. Please honor Bhakti Vinod's words, O mind. Like that, in this verse, Shila. So this is, he says, this is at the stage of Raganuga Sadhana. Anartha Nivritti ke baad. But which means traces. Because Anartha Nivritti does not mean Atyantika Anartha Navritti.
Right.
Atyantika Anartha Navritti happens at the stage of Prema. So, Anartha Navritti, when we use that terminology, indicates Prayiki Anartha Navritti. Almost gone. Mm-hmm. Jai Shri Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Paad Ki.
Jai.
Shila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.